Yes. 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, and good friend Terrence Concannon, welcome.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I like it when you're here because my energy level goes up because I get to play the music that I like also.
Right.
So, and today we decided on a pretty cool band between us. So, anyway, or maybe another band to go with that, right?
Couldn't but hurt.
A lot of news today. Oh, my goodness. Before I get to all that, I've got to give Lisa in the Kingman Economic Development Department a shout-out. And I told you about this before the show, but I didn't tell you why.
Okay.
We're both Rancho Rams.
Mm.
Same high school, same class.
Gotcha.
Class of 82, Rancho High School, North Las Vegas, Nevada. So there you go. The Rams family getting the street cred here on Speak Out. But she was Lisa O'Dorn back in the day. Now she's Lisa Lewis. So, and she's a very loyal listener. I can't even think of the word today. A very loyal listener to Speak Out. So thanks for reaching out, Lisa, and good to hear from you. And the funny part is, Terrence, my brother had the biggest crush on her in high school. And I'll show you why in a minute, all right? All right. So let's see. The big news from the county, Roger Galloway this morning sent out the press release around 8:30. And I have my appointment now, so there you go. Yesterday, Mojave County announced it will receive 10,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine next week, an increase of 2,000 from recent weeks. The county will also be getting 500 doses of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Due to that increase, the time has come to open to 55 years and older. Woo!
No doubt.
So that would be me. And
me.
And you. There you go. And the best way to get an appointment, at least I found, was to go to the county website. There's a COVID response hub, I think they call it. And then all of the cities are listed there from Beaver Dam on down to Havasu. And maybe even WikiUp. And anyway, you can find a place that has appointments open. I'm not giving any hints, by the way, right?
Right.
I had to look, so you have to look.
That's right. There are a lot of places that don't have it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so it is hard to find sometimes.
Link after link after link until you found it, right?
Yep.
So, okay, anyway, we had the play-in games yesterday on the sports station. Today, four straight games. They call it a quadruple header of NCAA basketball action, March Madness in full swing. And we've got first round action, games 1-4 on Westwood 1. That's on our sports station. Today, tomorrow, second round on Sunday and Monday. And I'm just going to say right now, you know, because they're kind of related to the family and you're in the room, not just because you're in the room, Terrence, but go Buckeyes.
That's right.
Big Ten is smoking this year.
They are as strong as can be. That Big Ten tournament was one of the most exciting tournaments I've seen. It was down to the wire almost every game.
So much fun. You're still loyal to Ohio State because you went there.
Of course.
See, if UNLV was still, you know, the team of the universe like they were in 90-91.
Right, under Tark.
I'd still be watching basketball. I don't get UNLV games much anymore unless I really look for them. So.
Was he the guy that used to chew on the towel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
There were all kinds of rumors about that towel, by the way. Tark the Shark and his towel. Like, it was dipped in vodka and then dried out
right
before the game. And yeah. There were all sorts of rumors. I meant to ask Danny last time I talked to him on social media what was the secret to his father's towel. You know, maybe I'll do that. Today through March 31st, and I know you guys are promoting this as well, I think, the ASU Changemakers Food Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good.
Help donate to those in need. They're accepting canned food and non-perishable items, and that's at the ASU Havasu Administration Office, 100 University Way, Lake Havasu City. And we have that email here if you need it for more information.
You know, also the our Lake Havasu Museum of History is doing a little fundraising with a beautiful T-shirt, kind of a retro look designed for the London Bridge 50th anniversary. So go on their website and take a look.
Cool.
It's really cute. I just ordered a bunch for my staff this morning. So,
like 70s looking?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they do the year 1971 in the font that you would suspect.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I think it's called Groovy or something
like that.
Is the
yeah.
name of that font. I can't remember. But anyway, CVB all over the news lately. I think the dust and the smoke have finally settled.
Yep.
So tell us what's going on budget-wise.
Well, budget-wise is the city is having some budgetary problems, so they've come to my organization to help with that. And
I almost said anyway, yeah. I'm not going there.
No, but we're certainly happy to help the city ensure that the city is well maintained and well funded. What it means for my organization is that we have several hundred thousand dollars less to spend, so we'll have to be making some cuts. In some of the things that we do, and some of those things will probably be like event funding. We'll definitely have to take some cuts on our marketing. And we can do that, but what's important for everyone to know is that our investment in Lake Havasu of about $1 million in marketing every year results in close to $100 million in return. So our return on investment is very, very strong. Go Lake Havasu has its own community top of mind every day and everything we do, and our primary customers are the residents. So it's very important that everyone knows Go Lake Havasu is always working for this community.
So you're at 1.6 is the cap, right?
Right.
No matter what the bed tax goes, no matter
right.
what the amount, but they also cut the amount of the bed tax that goes to Go Lake Havasu, correct? That's at 50% now?
Well, no, it's the
is
cap.
Is it still 75-25?
The cap pretty much took care of any percentage necessary, because we get a guaranteed 1.6, which takes us back to our funding about 4 or 5 years ago. Hopefully in 3 years they'll see the wisdom in what we do and the strength in our own economic development, which we call tourism. And my hope is that in 3 years they'll restore our funding to what it should be.
I don't know. You know, once you get to that top of mind awareness in social media, on the internet, in the travel community, can you really, people that don't do what you do, can you really get them to appreciate that? You know, that's a tough road.
It is a tough road, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. Now we've made some changes in our communication with the city. We just had our board of directors meeting on Wednesday, and yesterday after the board of directors meeting, I sent all the city council and city and key members of city staff all of our board minutes, our board agenda, our monthly P&L, and my president's report, which covers everything. Like we just recently won an award, so they know that what we're doing is getting witnessed and getting utilized to its best extent by those outside our community.
Let's see, were you capped at 1.9 before?
No, we never had a cap.
You never had a cap.
It was always 75% of 1% right. of the restaurant and bar, and 75% of 3%.
Okay.
So confusing to say of the bed tax.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other 25 goes to
previously used to go to the Partnership for Economic Development,
right.
but they've also been capped.
Goes to James Gray.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were capped sometime last year.
So I don't know if you want to get into this or not, but you know, you guys were doing such a great job, and then you got to go back to your employees and say, hey, you know, we just had a budget cut for doing such a good job.
Right.
Almost like telling a salesperson, don't sell anymore.
Right.
How do you do that? Well, as a leader, that must really challenge your leadership skills.
Well, it does challenge it challenges leadership skills to a certain extent, but my staff is also very they're very observant and very they look and learn, and they watch the city council meeting, and they know that our organization is still viewed in a very positive light, and that the work that they do, I see that as being completely positive, and it's important to me that to them, because I'm the guy that signs the paychecks. But also, I want them to know that that our community really appreciates that. And to that extent, Paul, we've gotten a lot of support from city council members, from restaurant business owners, from hotel business owners, and from bar business owners who have reached out to us and let us know that they really appreciate what we do.
Right. I think the gateway to that is, and I'm looking at the website right now, everybody's connected, right? If you have a phone, you have a computer in your hand. So I think the gateway to that, looking right now at the website, it's a beautiful website.
Thank you.
It is right up here on that monitor. I'm just pointing to Terrence, by the way. Top 10 things to do. So people are going to go, what do we do when we get there? There's just a bridge, right?
Right.
So what those top 10 things to do when you look at beaches and swimming and boating and water sports and fishing, hiking, golf, I'm almost to 10, right? Off-roading, cycling. And there's so many trails here now.
Right. And, you know, it's what's wonderful, Paul, is that I've gotten calls from our state partners and industry partners. And I'm very proud to say that Go Lake Havasu and our community of Lake Havasu City have done better in this pandemic and done better for our tourism dollars than any other community in the state. And possibly any other community in the West, because we are such a world-class destination. But also because even when the pandemic was happening, we stopped our marketing, but we still put out stuff on social media showing people how beautiful our right. community is and how amazing our people are struggling to against this pandemic. So I think that this year was... You and I we're going to get our shots next week, so we're getting to the end of this pandemic thing, especially for you and I. But it was really a crazy year.
That's some disclosure right there, right? Telling yep. people on the air that we're getting our shots.
Yes, exactly.
There you have it. I just came up on the website with this survey planning for the London Bridge 50th anniversary. What's that all about?
Well, the 50th anniversary of the installation of the London Bridge is in October. And as you know, we always have our London Bridge days at the end of October. Well, there's going to be so many activities that it's going to extend into the entire month of October. So we're part of the committee that's putting events together, and we hope that we do the kind of events that this community wants.
I'm wondering if there are events from organizations, say the colleges, that sort of thing, and they might want to jump on board that anniversary spirit. Happening too?
Absolutely. I see it happening at ASU, MCC, the History Museum. So I think what's happening is the 50th committee is putting together the larger events, but I think what you'll see is every business, every the museum, you know, the schools, everyone's going to have their own little celebration to add
right.
in a giant celebration. So it's really going to be possibly one of our greatest just months for celebrating.
I think I'm going to contract out community calendar for that
There you go. There you go.
Because I have a feeling it's going to be changed quite a bit, right?
Right.
All right, here's the big surprise, Iron Maiden.
All right.
Yeah, have you seen them live?
I have not.
Oh, incredible. Saw them in the heyday day, right?
Right.
The mid-80s, I think it was. So here's The Trooper, one of the big hits, actually, on rock radio back in the day. And we're with Terrence Concannon, President and CEO, Go Lake Havasu, and his choice for music, of course, 80s metal, Hair Nation. All right, back with more in a moment. Terrence and I will return. I'm Paul Lavoie. Back on Speak Out. Was there a tighter band in metal ever than Iron Maiden? I mean, that
Possibly
band was
not.
Tight. And Steve Harris, is there a more talented bass player anywhere?
Nope.
Because he wrote the music and the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know Neil Peart wrote the lyrics to Rush songs, but, yeah, that this band, and they're great soccer players to boot.
That's right.
They, like, wiped everybody off of the planet with their soccer team.
And the singer's a pilot.
Yeah, oh, right, right.
Of commercial air.
Yeah. Well, I go back to the Paul Di'Anno days, so there you go. You remember him.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, another guy who can appreciate this kind of music, by the way, Chad Hansen. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and Connected Computer and Technology. Don't forget, we stream the archives at KNTRTalk.com. Also streaming live at KNTRTalk.com. And you can get Larry's archives there, too, for Speak Out 2.0. All right, enough maiden for right now, or we'll never go back to the talk, right?
Right.
All right. Terrence Concannon, our guest, president and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. A new segment starts today, a new regular segment. Mike Bonney from GDK CPA, just in time for the IRS announcement that they've extended the deadline for filing this year to May 17th. So no more. It seems like it hasn't been April 15th. It's so long.
Right.
And then when it was April 18th or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So anyway, Mike will be on to give you some tax tips before you file this year with the deadline a little bit later for May 17th. I'm kind of curious as to how all of that stimulus money affects taxes or Obamacare or both.
Sure.
So that'll be kind of interesting.
You got your stimulus check yet?
Can I plead the fifth?
Of course.
That would mean I make under a certain amount, right?
Right.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Good point.
Thank you. All right, Terrence, and you could call in, by the way, if you have a question for Terrence. Phone lines are always open. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We have a few minutes left. What else is happening at Go Lake Havasu right now?
Well, next week we are very, very busy because we're going to be doing a ton of video production all week long. In fact, I meant to bring the production schedule just to show you how hard we work on these productions. It's going to be for NBC Phoenix and NBC Las Vegas, but we're also doing it for our own B-roll and our own branding marketing. But all week long, from first thing Monday morning until late Friday night, we'll be on tiki boats. We'll be on every boat there is on Lake Havasu. We'll be on side by sides. We'll be showing everything that everybody needs to know when they come to visit Lake Havasu, and this will be shown all over Arizona and the Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun, as well as Las Vegas. And we do this every year for those two, and then we do a separate shoot often for Los Angeles. So that's how we get the word out.
I heard something about this. So where is all this again?
Everywhere. We're going to be doing stuff from the boats. We'll have the rubber ducky boats. We'll have the Blue Chair restaurant. We'll have and I'm just trying to remember the production schedule off my head, but we're going to have people in fast boats, people in slow boats, side by sides, hiking. So anything we can do in Havasu, we're going to be showing it.
That's wild.
Yep. We've got some very, very athletic talent coming, so that anything we put them up for, they can hike, they can do anything. So
how did they sign up for all this?
Well, we sometimes we use local talent, but sometimes we want people to look like tourists, and so we hire them from Las Vegas or Phoenix, and they come up here for the week and they portray the perfect tourism family.
So really?
Yeah, that's what we're working on.
Okay, tell me, Mr. Marketing Guy, what is the perfect tourism family?
I don't know. I just know
the Griswolds?
I just know them when I see them. Yeah, the Griswolds would be perfect. And the family truckster.
Yeah, exactly. That's too funny. But nobody drives a station wagon anymore.
Nope. Yeah, good point. I haven't seen one of those in decades. They even exist?
So
no, they're SUVs now. That's
I've seen Volvo station wagons, I think it was, or Saab, or maybe or Subaru. I think Subaru does have one. So anyway, I'm thinking, well, is there an age group here, a demographic that you're looking for?
Well, the talent that we purchased for this shoot, it's a beautiful family, but then we also have a very athletic gentleman who will do and a couple, and they do the more athletic thing. So when you do shots like this, you want shots of people diving into the river, And you want shots of people fishing, and you want shots of people laying on the beach, but you also want pictures of family having fun. So we definitely need a family out there, and then we wanted some good-looking and athletic young people to do the hard stuff so we don't convince people that aren't capable of doing that stuff to do it.
What about underwater video?
Have we done underwater video yet? I'm not sure. Oh, yes, we have.
Is that part of the contract?
Yeah, like when somebody jumps into the water, sometimes we have a camera to see them go into the water. Yeah.
Yeah, that, right there on the edit.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's, wow. You know, and there we talk about expenditures again. Mm-hmm. How's our money being spent? Well, guess what, folks? If you're going to bring in a production company that's not in Lake Havasu, that's probably from L.A., Las Vegas or Phoenix,
right,
it's probably going to be a little bit of an investment, I'm thinking.
Right, it is.
So are they union?
That's not my job to find out, but I certainly hope they are because I'm a former Teamster myself.
Oh, okay.
No, they're out of Phoenix, so they're definitely union.
Sure. Okay. Anything else you want to add, Terrence, before we go to break?
No. Now that everyone knows I was a shop steward for the Teamsters too.
Oh, very good. I wanted to congratulate the city on their sales tax revenues, by the way. 19% year over year for
incredible.
7 straight months. Just congratulations, you know, everybody out there who helped make that happen.
Right.
I can't repeat that enough, by the way. It's 19% year over year.
Yes.
Right? Especially when you're in the room.
Right.
All right. Sorry. You got a big smile on your face like I do. All right. Back with more in a moment. And we spoke about Bruce Dickinson being a pilot. You think that's why they did Aces High?
Probably.
Well, it's a dedication to the Battle of Britain, right?
Right.
All right. More Iron Maiden as we bring in Mike Bonney. We'll watch his blood pressure rise as we play Iron Maiden. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Singing over there.
I'm singing, man. I'm singing.
Great job.
I'm flying high.
Great job. Old blue eyes meet old blue eyes.
That's right.
All right. Mike Bonney, our guest. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagru's Family of Restaurants, the Better Business Bureau, samsguns.com, SunPower by SMA Electric, Big Sky Insurance.
I might find myself flat on my face.
Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with over 1,000 homes sold.
Wow.
And counting. Actually, I should change that to over 1,100 homes sold, but I haven't got the official word yet. But if you listen to the Real Estate Power Hour on Wednesday, Bobby Lewis kind of alluded to the fact that it's probably more like 1,100.
Right.
So
sales are booming.
Bobby on the news today, even.
Really?
Yeah, 23% increase in home sale prices. Yeah.
How
long can that stay there?
Well, the bubble's got to burst sometime.
Right. And you would know being the finance guy, right?
Well, no, I don't know all.
But you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, about 40 years.
So for those of you who don't know Mike Bonney, he is the owner,
partner
at GDK CPA LLC. Nice. Good job. Jinx, buy me a Coke. All right. So anyway, Mike's been doing this quite a while, and this is going to be a regular monthly segment now. Mike will follow Terrence, and I'm so glad I talked you into this.
Well, that remains to be seen whether I'm happy about it or not.
Seeing me every month.
It depends on how much prep time is involved.
Yeah, that's what Greeley would say, right? You got to see Lavoie every month. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, that I don't have a problem with. It's the prep that might be an issue after this very busy tax filing season.
What topics did you bring to me today?
Well, I didn't bring any with you. I'm kind of open.
Good.
I'll answer questions from the listeners out there that may have some questions. But before we do that, I guess I did bring a couple of topics. One thing I'm not sure that your listeners are aware of, the IRS recently announced an extended filing deadline. Ask me if I'm happy about that.
May 17th.
May
right?
17th. Ask me if I'm real happy about that.
Mike, are you real happy about that?
Not at all. Not at all. The list goes on and on. And for your listeners, and for you as well, unfortunately, the state of Arizona has not followed suit with extending the due date to May 17th.
Whoa.
Only the Director of Department of Revenue can make that decision. Legislators can't make it. They can't pass legislation to do it. Only the department head of Department of Revenue can make that decision.
Okay, folks, before you panic, I had this story on the state news on different stations. As you know, I do news for other stations, too. On the state newscast 2 days ago. So the decision was very recent. So I imagine the ADOR will probably...
Oh, the IRS decision?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was within this week.
Yeah, I imagine ADOR is going to be right on the heels of that. But
they were very late last year.
Filing a state return separately?
You can't do the state return without doing the federal return.
Absolutely.
No, Arizona starts with federal adjusted gross income. So right. It's impossible to do the state return without first doing the federal return.
I got it.
If they don't extend the due date to May 17th, there will be a lot of extensions for Arizona on April 15th to take it to October. But I agree with you that I suspect that the director will follow suit very soon and extend the due date.
Yeah, he might be in Hawaii. Who knows?
Well,
you know,
I would.
When
hope
you're
he's
a director like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have to worry about tax filing season. He doesn't do taxes, so
right.
He doesn't even process them. He just directs the department.
Right. I imagine he still has to file taxes, though.
Well, his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I meant.
Exactly.
He only has to do his own.
So anyway.
Well, he probably doesn't even do his own. He probably has a professional do that for him.
Right.
I would guess.
Right. Right. Right.
Along those lines, with the extended due date to May 17th, it allows those procrastinators to procrastinate another 30 days more, really. And any balance due can be postponed to May 17th as well. However...
There's always... When I talk
always
to you...
A however.
That's like your favorite word.
However...
Yeah.
They did not extend the due date for payment of the first estimated payment for 2021.
Oh.
That's still April 15th.
Sure. Those are quarterly.
Well, they say quarterly, but it's not really calendar quarter. It's April 15th and then June 15th and then September 15th and January 15th of the following year.
I remember.
Now, in order to accurately... determine your first quarterly estimated payment, you really kind of have to do the tax return for the prior year.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Or reasonably estimate the current year, because the law to avoid penalties for underpayment or under withholding states that you have to pay or have withheld 100% of the prior year's tax liability or 90% of the current year's tax liability. So unless you do the prior year's tax return, you don't know what 100% of that tax liability is by April 15th. And if you're not going to do the tax return, you're not going to project the current year to hit 90%.
So this whole extension creates a few little conundrums.
Yes,
number
for sure.
One. Number two, what does it do for people on the that make use of the Affordable Care Act? And have insurance. Does it affect them at all?
To a lesser extent, they have to estimate their 2020 income.
Right.
If they haven't filed their tax return.
Right.
Because the whole premium is based on the tax return for the previous year.
And that whole process is due, I think, what the Obamacare extension is due May 15th.
I don't know.
Yeah, any changes in Obamacare are due by May 15th.
Okay.
So anyone that has to declare any increase in income, yeah, you have until
which
May
is
15th
a Saturday, by the way. So is it?
Oh boy.
Is it due the 17th or is it due?
They
the
say
14th?
That I've had two different healthcare people in here, and they say the 15th.
15th is the hard date.
Because you do it all.
Well, you do it online.
It's online. That's why.
Yeah, it doesn't take a holiday or a weekend off.
Right.
Right. Okay. That kind of makes sense.
So another question, and somebody actually texts this in. Do the stimulus payments that were received at all this year, do they have any impact on my taxes, is what the person's asking.
Yes, they do. They are not taxable, and this gets a little confusing. The stimulus checks that you received last year,
the $1,200,
the $600. And the $600 that you received probably in January of this year.
Yes.
Right. Those were advance credits against the 2020 tax liability. So if you received them both, then you report that. You don't report it on the tax return. You report it on a worksheet.
Oh.
That determines how much additional stimulus you're entitled to. For example, if somebody had a child in 2020,
okay,
then they are entitled to an additional $500 stimulus check. They didn't get it in 2020 because they were basing the stimulus on 2018 tax return or 2019,
correct,
whichever had been filed. Mm-hmm. So if they didn't have a child until 2020, now they're entitled to an additional $500. If their income was below the threat up
$75,000, right?
$75,000 on single and $150,000 on married filing joint, and I believe the first stimulus had a cap of $100,000 on single and $200,000 on married filing joint.
Okay.
So if they were, say, over the threshold on the 2019 return, and they used 2019, then they didn't get any stimulus check.
Or it was reduced.
Well,
depending.
Yeah.
It sunsets.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So if in 2020 their income was down below the threshold, then they're entitled to that credit, so they get the credit when they file their 2020 tax return, and it could be refundable.
Interesting.
Some people are getting $3,600 refund because they didn't get the $3,600 on a married filing joint return. It was $1,800 each spouse, $3,600 combined. So I
had heard that.
Yeah, I am seeing some $3,600 hits. And if the reverse is true, if you received a stimulus and your 2020 income took you out of it, there's no provision in the law to pay it back.
Well, that's fortunate.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a win-win. Hopefully I answered the question.
Yeah, you did.
And then the $1,400 stimulus, the phase out is much narrower. It goes $75,000 for single to $80,000. $150,000 married filing joint to $160,000.
Okay.
So it's a very narrow threshold in order to qualify.
You're talking about the sunset?
Yes.
Portion?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. It sunsets at $80,000,
sure,
for a single. $75,000 to $80,000, it's reduced.
It's a pretty steep decline then.
Very steep.
Okay.
Very steep. Much steeper than the original. I think that was in there for some negotiating tools when they were negotiating this whole stimulus package.
But then a family of four could actually,
$1,400 each.
But a family of four was like $5,000?
Yes. Well, four times 1,400.
My goodness.
$5,600.
Yeah, $5,600.
Right,
right, right.
So, and as opposed to the first that was $500 per child under 17, this new one is $1,400 for every person in the household.
My goodness.
Regardless of age.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. They don't have to be under 17.
Yeah, because I know people that have a college-age teen
yes.
in the house.
Yes.
So
they would get another
$1,400.
Yes,
amazing.
For sure. And similar to the previous two checks, but unlike the previous two checks, this is an advance credit on the 2021 tax liability. So you won't have to reconcile that until you prepare the 2021 tax returns 1 year from now.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Again, we're talking to Mike Bonney from GDK CPA.
LLC.
He always does that to me. 928-854-5687 is the number. 928-854-KNTR. And let's turn this into talk radio, not just listen radio.
Right.
If you have a tax question.
Absolutely.
For Mike Bonney. Mike, what about home sale? A lot of people are selling homes. A lot of people are buying homes
mm-hmm.
right now
mm-hmm.
and did last year in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What's the impact of that to taxes?
If the home they sold was their primary residence for two out of the previous 5 years from the date of sale.
Primary residence being
primary
the key.
Residence.
Okay.
Being the key, yes. If it was their primary residence two out of the previous 5 years from the date of sale, there is an exclusion on the gain. $250,000 for a single filer, $500,000 on a married filing joint.
What does that mean?
That means that you can exclude from tax $250,000 for a single.
The first
gain,
quarter, right?
Gain. Gain.
Yes.
So and the gain is determined by the selling price minus the closing costs versus the purchase price plus closing costs and any improvements that are made over the years. You compare the two, you subtract the cost basis from the selling price or adjusted selling price to determine the gain. Then if you're single, if that gain is less than $250,000, you don't even have to report it. And if it's less than $500 on a married filing joint, you don't have to report it unless there's a Form 1099-S, like in SAM, issued by the escrow or title company.
So, for example, just to make this easier for people, if you bought a home for $100,000,
mm-hmm.
for that was your purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
You sold it for $300,000,
okay.
three times the value.
Okay,
you would be exempt
if you're married filing joint.
Ah, I see.
If you're single, you got a tax hit on. It would be a $200,000 gain, so yes, all of it would be excludable even on a single.
Even if you're single.
Yeah, because the exclusion is $250,000.
Right. So that's actually pretty beneficial to a lot of people.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And especially in this market where prices are escalating. But the sad part of that is if you were in your home for a number of years and you sold it because the market is really high, well, where are you going to go?
Right.
You're going to pay more unless you're downsizing.
Correct.
Look
at that. You just generated a phone call.
I did.
And that was by pure knowledge,
yes.
By the way.
Yes, of course.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, I'm wondering why I don't ever get any of those stimulus checks. I'm on disability retirement, so I don't pay federal tax.
And you don't you don't file a tax return, correct?
No, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh. Cost me, yeah.
Okay.
The Social Security disability is non-taxable.
I don't get Social Security.
Okay.
I'm not eligible because of, I didn't put into Social Security as a different retirement system.
Oh.
Okay, so you got a taxable pension.
It's a disability pension?
No. You got disability.
Okay.
But it's in the form of a pension.
Disability retirement, yeah.
And therefore it's taxable?
No.
No, it is not taxable. Then why do you file a tax return?
Because my accountant said they tried not to, and they were told by the IRS I still have to file a return every year.
Interesting.
Cost me $85 every year.
Well, at least that's tax deductible.
No, not anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No, not anymore.
Oh, wow. It used to be.
2018, it went away.
Oh, okay.
Until 2025. But anyhow, amazing. Back to the immediate issue, I'm somewhat confused. Are you married or single?
Oh, I'm single.
Okay, so if your income was above those thresholds that I mentioned, like $100,000 for 2020, right, or $80,000 for 2021,
above or below?
It's only made $40,000.
Okay,
a year.
So he's well below. Does he qualify?
Absolutely.
So there, if you go to the IRS website, there's a verification process that you fill out with your...
Not anymore.
I filled it out this year to verify, okay, and to find out where my check was,
right,
and they gave me a date when it would come in.
Okay. Well, you can do that, or if your accountant or tax preparer included the worksheet that you did not receive the $1,800... Then you would get that in the form of a refund.
Because I never have to pay state or fed taxes.
Right, but you will. You have to file the tax return, and this year for 2020, there's a worksheet that is included with the 1040 that walks you through the fact that you did not receive the stimulus, you were entitled to it, and it goes on, or you would get an $1,800 refund.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'll call my tax person then.
Yeah, you
absolutely
should.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, okay, sir.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Great phone call.
Yeah.
Mike, anything else you want to add before we take off?
I'm being kicked out?
Well, kind of. I mean, we got a hard break at the top of the hour, so it's going to be hard to keep you on the air for, you know,
well,
over 5 minutes. No, we got about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Just beware of scams. Whenever there's a stimulus, the scammers come out. The latest is a text message to text to this number. You know, we got stimulus information for you. And be aware of and do not respond to unverified calls, text messages, or emails that ask for personal identifying information. It's the same information over and over and over. You know, there's just things to be aware of. The IRS will not initiate contact with you by email or text message regarding your economic stimulus funds, nor will any other governmental agency. Never click on any links or use any phone number provided within an unsolicited text message. If you receive a suspicious message that you think is from a government agency, independently verify the contents by contacting the agency using the designated information listed on their official website. Mm-hmm. You will never have to pay a fee to receive your economic impact payment, and a third party cannot speed up that disbursement for you. It's common knowledge and common sense,
well,
but unfortunately a lot of the elderly get taken advantage of.
And this is how identity theft starts, folks.
Yes.
This
yes.
is exactly how it starts.
Yes.
They set a little net out there,
yep,
and one little fish swims into it and they got you.
They got you.
Yep.
Ruin your credit. Ruin your life.
Yeah, now there's mortgage theft.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Steal your home.
Right.
And sell it out from underneath
right.
you.
Right. My dad used to say, lock your doors, they'll steal your shoelaces around here. All right. Mike Bonney, our guest. Great to see you again,
thank
sir.
Thank you for being here, for having me on. It's a pleasure. Always.
I have to be here, so.
Well, yeah, you do.
But you're welcome.
Okay.
We'll see you next month.
All right.
Great regular.
Date.
Great first segment.
Absolutely.
Love it. Now,
thank
you've
you.
Been on before. You're
yes.
a pro.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll return in a moment. I'll have a final shout-out to the Colorado River Historical Society and how you can get your honey-baked ham before Easter, day after my birthday this
year. Easter's coming up.
Yeah. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll return in a moment. Stay with us.
Fill my heart with favorite song. Let me sing forevermore. Came upon a new way, long way. You're the reason I'm still here.
All right, those Easter honey-baked hams offered by the Colorado River Historical Society could still order, and last day to order is April 1st. No fooling. Between 6:30 and 8 p.m. Arizona time. And the pickup is in Bullhead City at 1837 Arcadia Place. And for questions, 928-234-4807. All right, we'll see you on Monday right here on Speak Out with Buster Johnson.